Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live here from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fort Fest continues. We're on day three or four. I don't know. It all starts to kind of blur together after a while. Hence, you know, why we're calling this Fort Fest instead of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because that's this thing that just sort of happens down there, and it's gated off, and you have to have a wristband and all of that. Fort Fest doesn't require any of that. All you have to do is be here. With you right now is Angie, Aria, and Bonnie, not the Bonnie that you're probably thinking of, but yesterday you hosted a fundraiser party.
We did.
For the Crypto Six. Now, yes. For those who aren't aware, the Crypto Six are six individuals, myself included, who were raided and arrested by the FBI on March the 16th for white-collar crimes, or alleged white-collar crimes. The level of force that was shown is absolutely disproportional to the charges that we're being charged with, which are, as I pointed out, you know, strictly white-collar crimes. And for that, they kicked in our doors. They threatened to shoot me, holding me at gunpoint. They drove a freaking drone in through the window at Free Talk Live. Just absolutely insane degree of force. I mean, these people were making a statement. And yesterday, you made a statement. And it was an awesome party over by the playground. Bitcoin Gandhi was there. I was there. Mark was there. A lot of people were there. So tell me about this. What inspired you to do this?
So my husband and I decided that we wanted to throw a party at the Porcupine Freedom Festival when we decided that we were coming for this year. This is my fifth time. I'll never forget, in March, I usually listen to the show, and I listen through the podcast, and one morning I went and I looked, and it wasn't there, and I said, oh, that's, yeah. It's never happened as long as I've been listening. In the decade I've been listening, the show's never not been there. There must be some technical difficulties.
There were technical difficulties.
Oh, were they ever? So when I heard about what happened, I said, what a serendipitous opportunity to throw a party, but also make it more meaningful and for something that we care about and to raise money for a good cause. So,
thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Selfishly, we got to have a party, but also we got to help, some folks that have that deserve it.
But we all enjoyed the party. It was great. The DJ was amazing.
Thank
and you,
you
made some special cocktails. Can
I
you tell
did.
Us the name of the cocktail?
Sure. We made the AstraZeneca, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, and the Pfizer, so you could pick your poison and decide which one was for you. The Johnson & Johnson was just one shot, but you did need to have two of the Moderna or the Pfizer in order to be fully active at the party.
Interesting. I ended up choosing red wine.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I skipped out on the vaccines entirely.
Well, I had my vaccine and I had the booster, so I was straight.
Yeah.
So it was an awesome party, and you raised a fair bit of funds for the Crypto Six.
I was really pleasantly surprised. We had donations of Federal Reserve notes and cash. We had gold backs. We had some silver donated, and some folks donated in cryptocurrency as well. So I couldn't be more thrilled with what we were able to provide.
I think it was great. I walked away for a moment to come down to kind of yell at people to say, hey, there's a dance party, free drinks and such. And I came back up there, and there was a drove of people, and I was like, hey, this is great. You know, there were a bunch of people hanging out, dancing, having a good time. And then there was some people playing the drums, like the bongos up front, too, which was really cool.
Yeah. No,
it was awesome. I had to leave sort of at its peak because I had left the Free Talk Live episode from yesterday uploading to the studio to make sure it was all good, and I had to come back and check on it, and of course it wasn't. So I had to stay here for 45 minutes and fix that. By the time I got back there, everything was sort of winding down. I was like, I missed, like, the height of the party. But, I mean, part of that is because, like, Chris Wade of Freedom Decrypted came over and got me at, like, 1:40. He was like, hey, the party's at 2. Let's go. I'm like, is it 2 o'clock? He goes, yeah. So, of course, we got there 20 minutes early. I'm like, Chris, dude, this is not, you know, you don't show up for parties 20 minutes early, man.
No.
He was excited.
And liberty-minded folks are not always necessarily known for being on time for
Someone
things.
Someone said, we run on anarchist time.
Yes, correct.
But I get it.
Yeah. Well, Free Talk Live certainly does. Mark quoted someone the other day, oh, well, we're gonna be out here like 10 to 5 every day. I'm like, Mark, I'm at the studio. I'm here at the off-site studio maybe 3 total hours out of day. You just quoted a 7-hour window for people to catch me, really? At 10 a.m., Mark? Sure, right now I'm waking up that early, but that tonight's Thursday, which hopefully they're going to actually have a fire down here.
Well, we had, there was a fire last night down here, and we walked down, I guess it was about 12:45.
And they had one down here in the pit?
Yeah, it was small, and so I had Brian, Michael, and Colin go over, and I was like, hey, I know where the wood is. And, you know, I've been here before, so we went over, and I loaded them all up with wood, and they took it over, and everybody was huddled around. It was so cold, and they put it was on top of the rings, on top of the fire bricks, and it was, like, spilling out, and they were like, yeah, it's a fire. And I was like, sweet, now we have heat.
Yeah. So it wasn't an official pork fest fire. It was just, hey, guys, we know where the wood is.
No, it was a pork fest fire, but it was such a tiny little fire. It almost looked like a little tiny fire ring that they have on the campsites.
Okay.
And that's just not how we do it here at the pork fest.
No, far too many people down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been weird not seeing the great big blazing fire that, you know,
right.
That's what sticks in my mind.
They put the ring up because they're trying to keep it contained and they don't want it to get so big. But if you know anything about the Freedom Festival, we don't really follow the rules. So the ring is there and we just build it around it.
Was it the ring there last year?
They put the ring up there after someone did a flip over the fire.
Oh.
That was years ago.
They put the ring up the year after that.
Okay. Well, last year, they still had enormous fires.
Mm-hmm. But there was a guy that would build the fire. He would prop the wood up around the ring, and
right.
then he would make the fire, like, just around the whole thing, and it would be a huge pyramid. But I don't think he's here this year.
The ring was like a guide.
I can just stack this up against the ring.
I remember that. I think that was my first year at ForkFest, was the guy trying to, on LSD, allegedly, trying to do a front flip over the fire. I didn't realize it was the campfire in the bowl. I thought it was just a random
campfire. No, it was the one down there, and there were a ton of people there, and so the ambulance came, and, you know, it was a lot. He went running through the field because he was on fire, and they had to tackle him, and it was a big fiasco.
Yeah, it sounds like it was. Definitely don't try to do front flips over fires.
Not at all.
Not a good idea. If you want to do a front flip, just do it at a party, right?
Yeah.
Where people are expecting that sort of thing, and don't introduce an element of fire into it.
Or into water. Water
yes.
would be another option for
yeah, that would be good.
Flip.
There's a pool right
yeah.
up there. And
there
it's been great. I've been in it quite a few times. The water's a little chilly, but on a day like today, when you jump in, it feels great.
I'm sure it does. And the party yesterday, Bitcoin Gandhi was also there.
Yes, he was.
And it was just heartwarming to see the level of support that, you know, you had pulled together in support of the Crypto 6, because by far that's the most important thing, at least to me, and I don't know how all of the other 5 feel about it, but just knowing that we're not alone is more helpful than any amount of money or anything like that. Just knowing that people support us. Because, I mean, the attorneys, realistically, they're handled. All of that's taken care of. But knowing that we have people who support us as we go against the state is tremendously helpful.
Sure.
I mean, especially for people like Rich Paul, who are still in jail. You know, it helps. It gives us strength to know that people are standing behind us, and it makes us less likely to buckle. Like, the loneliest and weakest I felt was when I was in jail, right? Thinking that, you know, I'm alone in this, and I've got to deal with it. And then the next night, I was sitting at home by myself, and I was just like, God, this sucks, man. I'm just completely alone here, because I wasn't able to have access to phones or internet or anything at that point. And someone got the word out that I wanted company, and the next thing I know, like 15 libertarians from Keynes showed up at my house, and there was an unexpected party. I was like, yeah, I'm ready to fight this fight now.
You're like,
Thank you.
Are my friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's very isolating when you go up against the state, and, you know, just a little simple thing like a party just boosted spirits and made everyone feel great. And it raised awareness. A lot of people had no idea it had even happened.
A lot of people, and I think the shirts as well have been huge. I've seen a lot of folks, you know, asking about, they're like, oh, what is the Crypto 6? And then it gives us an opportunity to explain what happened and, you know, how they can show support as well.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. There are Crypto 6, Free the Crypto 6 t-shirts being sold right over here from Freedom Decrypted. I imagine you can find them elsewhere as well. I think Marla's selling some.
Yep.
It's pleasant to see people walking around in Free the Crypto 6 shirts, being one of the Crypto 6. I'm like, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm surprised at how many people still have no idea what happened or what the Crypto 6 are.
It is surprising, right? But, I mean, most of the press has just been here on Free Talk Live and in libertarian circles. So people who are at the edge of those circles in, like, Wyoming or something like that, just didn't hear about it.
So, we need to keep spreading the word.
Well, we're spreading the word Saturday, for sure, where I'm doing a speech here at the Pavilion.
Excellent.
At 11 a.m. about the crypto six and the long-term implications of the case. So if you're coming up, come check that out, or throw a party, or check out one of the many parties here at Fort Fest. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or as I like to think of it, Forkfest, because Forkfest is, it can now happen concurrently with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and indeed it is, and we're here until July the 4th doing exactly that. But before we get too far into it, I want to say thank you to Gunnaman 2002, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that he contributes to the AMP program. We only ask $5 per month to join, and it comes with a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only call-in line, and some other cool stuff like that. But really, the reason you should join it is because you want to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience, because that's what the AMP program does. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value what we do, like going out at festivals like this and meeting interesting people and talking to them about what they're up to, you might consider joining the program. That's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of interesting people, I'm here now with one of the original founders of Call to Freedom, I believe, which was the show that had me started on radio in the first place before I ended up on Free Talk Live, and that's Goshi.
Goshi. Yeah, Goshi
and
King.
You are, I've never met you before, but you're Joe.
Yep.
And the two
that's
of
right.
you have recently started a podcast. Tell me about it, because it's engineering, like angry. But engineering.
Exactly. So, it's a play on words. So A stands for anarchy.
Okay.
And then the rest is engineering, because that's who we are. Both of us are mechanical engineers.
Okay. I see.
I work as a mechanical engineer, and Joe works as a...
My job title is an energy engineer.
Energy engineer?
Yeah, so I focus on like a building's energy use.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're in the consulting industry, so we thought that it'd be a good idea, because we thought that there was lack of like science and technology, you know, in terms of engineering in libertarian world. So we thought it was a good idea for both of us to be part of that. So our subtitle is Blowing Hot Air.
I love it.
And another subtitle is your source for ANCAP, science and technology type of podcast.
Excellent. So I assume the two of you are dealing with a lot of mask questions and stuff like that. Is that correct? I mean, that's been a hot topic throughout the last year. You started your podcast presumably within the last year.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think
two years ago.
Oh, but we're not like random. Well, we don't have a lot of podcasts, so we're sort of like hobbyist, literally hobbyist. So we find a subject and we find a time, and then we go after it. And we don't just have a podcast just for the heck of it. We want to talk about some serious issues. In fact, tonight we're talking at 9 o'clock when this is going to be. This show is going to be continuing. We have a talk on powering private cities.
And is that here at the Porcupine
yes.
Freedom Festival? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fire and what station is where we're going to be talking.
We're at?
Right at the end of the hill by the pavilion. What's it called? Fire and what? Fire and something.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And you're speaking about how to power free
private cities or private islands or seasteading and that sort of stuff. And we're also going to talk about the brewing energy crisis, which is something that we have not talked about.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's something that, under the current affairs, we feel like there's so much push from the left and even some from the right going all electric. And it's going to change, what's happening to our grid. And we think that eventually we're going to run into crisis. We had them.
You mean with the electric cars consuming more and more power?
Not just that, but all the buildings, anything that's constructed new, most of these buildings we notice in our industry are going all electric.
What do you mean all electric?
Joe, you want to elaborate?
Yeah, so there's a big, I guess, to have all electric power for your, like, mainly your heating systems. That is the big change from, like, natural gas or oil into electric-powered sources.
Oh, electric heating?
Yeah.
Yes.
So instead of having...
Yeah, here,
like
here in the Northeast, that would be extremely expensive, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And modern buildings are transitioning to just using electrical heat versus,
yes.
Classical natural heat or...
Yeah, natural gas or sometimes,
gas.
Oftentimes in Northeast here in New England, residential, some even commercial, you have a lot of stuff that's made to run in propane or natural gas. And in some instances, K2 or number 2 oil that's, famous. It's very similar to diesel. K is kerosene and then number 2 oil,
okay.
Which is almost diesel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interchangeable, but, you know, they sell it as a number two oil. And a lot of furnaces, you know, boilers and whatever type of heating system they have is typically run with that. But there's a lot of construction going on in you know, Northeast. And, for example, Massachusetts is one of the biggest ones, and they have, like, stretch codes and things like that that are mandating that the buildings are all electric. Pretty much.
And the two of you suggest that this is going to create a massive energy crisis, presumably because we don't have the power grids to support that level of electrical draw?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about, because it is our fear that, you know, just like the late 60s and 70s when there was an energy crisis, the infrastructure was changing to electric, or there was a lot of more electric use, but the infrastructure itself, like, you know, plants were not keeping up as quickly as they should have.
Okay.
And we have a fear that the same thing is happening, especially considering that people are anti-nuclear, other like fossil fuel type of plants. So everybody wants.
What are your thoughts on nuclear plants? Because I don't have an issue with them. I know they're a hot topic issue for whatever reason, but I figure the two of you are the best people to ask.
Yeah, we're gonna actually talk about that in depth today, because now that the nuclear is so much safer, there's no more, you know, Chernobyl type of nuclear plants.
Yeah, the last one I think was Fukushima in
Japan. Because of the tsunami, but part of the reason was that it was a very old plant too.
Okay.
Right? So whatever happened there has happened.
Isn't there some long-term fallout there that hasn't been dealt with, that's just like seeping into the ocean continually, that's eventually going to create a massive problem?
I've heard about that. I can't really speak to it.
I know they had, I don't know all of it, but some radioactive water, which they thought, like, I believe they are doing it. They're slowly pumping it back into the ocean. And I guess the idea is that it's such a relatively small amount of water into a vast ocean that it'll be diluted and not harmful.
I don't really know anything about it. I just used to watch YouTube videos a lot, and they're not really reliable sources of information more often than they are reliable sources of information. But so anyone who is interested in this topic will have already missed it by the time that this show is broadcast, because of how this is all working out. You're actually going to be speaking down there on this subject while this is airing on national radio.
Yeah, Fire and Steel. I just remember now. It's called Fire and Steel. It's at the bottom of the hill, closest to the pavilion.
And does your show have a website or anything like that people can visit?
Yes, it's called engineering.tech.
And that's basically engineering, but with an A, and the A stands for anarchy. So engineering.tech, but spelled with an A at the beginning.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you? What sort of topics do you discuss on this show? Things like this and...
Much more. I mean, anything science. Joe, go ahead and tell us what we did so far.
We've talked about, like, geothermal heating for your homes and all of that. We've talked about...
Has the technology gotten to that point yet? Because it was like 2005 when I last looked into geothermal energy, and it was like, hey, this is very promising technology.
Yeah. For heat buildings, you can use it as a heating cooling sink, but then the power is building. That's geothermal power is building.
Awesome. Head on over to engineering. That's engineering, spelled with an A at the beginning, .tech to learn more. Thank you so much for joining us today. There's more coming up from Fork Fest. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hours after a partial collapse of a high-rise condo in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, nearly 100 people are still missing. Large groups of people, some with dogs, are searching for survivors.
We will get the support from the federal agency, FEMA. The president has pledged that support, and so shortly these orders will go forward, and we will be able to bring, in addition, FEMA federal assistance to this site.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Caiva. About half the building, roughly 130 units, were impacted. At least 35 people were pulled out alive. Another 100 people who had been missing have been accounted for. A bipartisan deal on infrastructure was reached, but Democrats are linking it with a much larger spending bill that doesn't require Republican support. This is USA Radio News. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. The decision by a disciplinary panel stated that Giuliani, former President Trump's personal lawyer, made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. The state also ties Giuliani's false claims about an unfair election that helped incite the storming of the Capitol in January. The ruling states several instances of misconduct and misstatements by Giuliani, which served as the basis for its motion to suspend his license. A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. Ordinarily, of course, we are here at the Freedom Festival. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. It's just the Freedom Festival. It's not Pork Fest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's just the Freedom Festival.
It is a Freedom Festival.
It is.
It is a huge Freedom Festival.
It is. They were at 85% capacity here as of yesterday. Today has probably got to be close to 95%.
I believe that. I've never seen this many people here.
This early.
It is.
Yeah,
packed,
by Wednesday we had the Friday crowd. Typical Friday crowd was here by Wednesday, and it was kind of surreal.
The voice you hear, of course, is Matt and Jay. Jay, thank you so much for being on here again. Matt, I don't get to see you as much as I used to, and it sucks.
I know.
You've got a family now, being all responsible and a fine, upstanding person. And yes.
I do miss
room for the crazy trans chick.
I miss doing radio with you. I'm going to be able to get down a little more. Actually, this summer I'm going to drag Luke into the studio a few times, Luke Rudowski,
awesome.
And
oh,
we'll come
great.
Down and do it.
Is he here?
He's here today, yep.
Oh, I've got to get him on.
He got into New Hampshire a few days ago, and he rolled in here, I think, on Monday. And
Luke knows a thing or two about being in front of a camera and a microphone.
Yes, he does.
Well, next time you see him, send him this way, because I want to talk with him.
Yeah, I will get him to come on the show here.
Awesome. So what have you been up to?
I have been up to a lot of things, but if we can just put one thing out real quick. Remember earlier I told you about the libertarian activist who just got shot Denver? Arvada, actually. And so as you guys know, I was in Colorado for a few years, and I got to know the We Are Change Colorado crew, and they did a lot of activism. They had weekly meetups at different places, a lot of community outreach. So Johnny Hurley, I sent you a link, Aria, and Johnny Hurley, activist, chef, musician, community pillar, killed after saving lives by the police. This is an article from We Are Change. We're going, the things open up, peakd.com.
So the quickest summary of this is that there was an armed robbery going on.
Oh, well, they say they called a mass shooting going on.
And Hurley intervened.
Hurley, who's a Carries, from what I understand, Johnny Hurley, shot the mass shooter and then basically...
Saving lives.
Saving lives. All the report said that they saved lives. And I'm just talking to some people in Denver that know this guy.
Right.
And the guy, Kenny Paterno, I don't know if you guys know him, Kenny's Conscious Kitchen, he does a lot of festy stuff out west, west coast and in Mexico, and he's the one who reached out to me about it and, you know, kind of fed me the information, and he's in touch with those guys. But what the report was is that he saved multiple lives, multiple eyewitnesses said he saved lives, are calling him a hero. The mayor of Denver is calling him a hero. The chief police is calling him a hero, but they're saying the cops shot him.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that part of the equation.
This is just what they're saying, and it's like speculation is not confirmed.
Is he in critical condition?
He's
or
dead.
Even worse?
Yeah.
Cops can identify guns, but they can't identify threats.
So one thing I was thinking, you know, like...
A cop arriving at a mass shooting doesn't license them to just whip out their gun and start shooting every person who has an open-carried gun. You know, you look for the one who's actively murdering people.
Assess the situation and then behave.
Yes. You don't just open fire before assessing the situation.
Unbelievable.
But as someone like myself, I carry. So and I train with some other guys occasionally, and I think something that maybe we should do sometime when we get together and train is, let's say there is somebody just, you know, popping off people somewhere, and one of us is around, and we go deal with the problem. We need to be prepared. Actually, even Chris Cantwell, like, he's got a video. He set it down good. He did, I think, a good job when he drew a gun on someone who was about to assault him. And when the cops showed up, he's like, I'm just protecting myself. He kind of worded it pretty good. And the Keene cops, I think, are actually probably pretty chill compared to most cops. There was a video about
King
how that...
Cops certainly encounter a lot of guns. I mean,
yep.
There's people from Mass who come up to New Hampshire who call the cops on people
right.
who are open carrying,
yep.
and the
right.
cops get there and they're like, hey, yeah,
yep.
what kind of gun is it? Can I see it?
Yeah.
So maybe, Matt, think about this. We should probably come up with like a little training plan on how to, you know, after one of us maybe take out someone who's a criminal that's doing bad stuff or protect some people, what do we do in preparation so when the cops arrive? You know, I don't think I want to be standing there holding my pistol on someone maybe on the ground and the cops show up, because they might think I'm the bad guy, even though maybe I just, you know, took the bad guy down, but he's, like, still got his gun, he can still move. You really can't, like, you know, back off that situation, but we got to think about this a little bit.
It's amazing to me to think, I mean, not having been there, I don't know the situation entirely, but police have a pretty slow response time. I can't imagine that Hurley still had his weapon drawn when the cops arrived 28 minutes later.
I just, people need to look into it and see what's going on. That's, you know, I don't have any more information on it. But
did you know him?
I know him very well, actually.
You did?
Yes. I in Colorado, I did a lot of activism with him. He's like the Ian Freeman of Denver.
Oh, don't tell me that.
You know, he's just, well, I mean, very good. Like, you know, Ian's just like a beautiful guy that everyone likes and everyone gets along with him. And like,
consistent,
this guy smiles, hugs. Nobody ever had a bad word to say about this guy. He was just great.
I mean, it sounds like he was a hero.
Absolutely a hero.
He literally saved
yep.
people's lives.
Yeah, literally saved people's lives. But he just, like, he's loved by that Liberty community, like, people love, like, you know, a lot of the people here, like Ian's loved very much by many of us. He's been probably some of the greatest influence to, you know, most people here, I think, and I believe especially to me. And,
well, he's certainly influenced me more than probably anyone else I've
right,
ever known.
Right, but this guy's got, like, the same passion, the same heart, the same charisma, you know. Like Ian's the kind of guy you want your little sister to date, you know. Because, seriously. I mean, like, well, when I say little
okay
sister, I'm talking, you know, I got little sisters, and they're in their 20s and their 30s, and like,
right.
you know, they, she like, you know, Ian's like the kind of guy you want, you know,
level-headed,
right.
Clear,
he's just
responsible,
a great guy.
Stable.
You know, this guy, Johnny Hurley, is a really good dude. He's the kind of dude that you want your sister to, you know, get hooked up with. I mean, that's just the way I look at him.
Tragic. And he saved lives, and for that, the police allegedly murdered him.
Allegedly, yep. So
I assume the police are going to investigate themselves and, as usual, clear themselves of any wrongdoing,
of
the way that police always do.
Yeah, and as of an hour ago, because I just checked the messages, the guy said, we've heard nothing more from, and there's an investigation. There's been a couple, like, there's been a little press release by the city officials actually calling him a hero, so at least they're giving him credit for being a hero.
So what is the time frame of all of this? When did this happen?
72 hours ago, I'm thinking.
Oh, so this is like,
yep.
Okay. So
yep.
It's very, very recent.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry about your loss.
Yes, well, thank you.
I'm sorry about Colorado's loss. It's always devastating to lose your most passionate and dedicated activists.
Colorado's really getting bad with gun laws, too. They've got a lot of cities and counties that
Colorado,
are like...
Colorado, really?
Yes. Believe it or not, they've gone awful.
Is it because of all of the people moving from California
yes.
to Colorado?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Californians are really demolishing everywhere but California now. They're spreading.
Wasn't there a movement for Colorado to split into two
yes.
states to
There's a movement for California to split into two. The state of Jefferson has been a thing for a long time. They've been trying to break off from Southern California.
I severely underestimated how long California is until I realized that, you know, my drive from Mississippi to New Hampshire, I could take that entire drive in California and just barely get from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, it's big. It's a whole coastline.
Yeah, that's insane. And,
yes,
you know,
is.
These people destroyed their state. Now they're moving to Colorado and destroying it because, evidently, destroying one state just isn't enough. They're a virus.
They are a virus. And Montana's dealing with it. And anywhere that looks pretty on a postcard, the Californians are flocking to. And they are absolutely demolishing.
Well, they can have Vermont, but they can't have New Hampshire.
In Colorado, for example, in most of rural Colorado, you'll see these signs that says, welcome to Colorado, please go home.
The thing I like about, you know, say what you will about Vermont, but most of Vermont's problems lie in Burlington. But the people of Vermont, the average people in Vermont are very much like that, and they don't have signs. They will tell you, hey, welcome to Vermont. What are you here for? How long are you going to stay? When can you go?
Well, we got to keep the mass holes in mass, right?
Hopefully, yeah, we've built a wall.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jay. I wish you had better news, man. That's heartbreaking to hear.
Well,
where can people go to find out more about Joe Hurley? You mentioned...
We are changecolorado.org.
Thank you so much. More coming up from Fort Fest. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live coming at you from Rogers Campground, Fort Fest 2021 in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still time for you to come and check it out. We are here until July the 4th, staying for the full duration. I'm getting conflicting reports about how many people are going to stay. According to Angie, there's a significant number, but, you know, I'm basing it off of the orange stickers I see on people's vehicles that are a firm indicator of whether or not they're staying. And I just don't see that many going beyond June the 28th, which is the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But who knows? I mean, last year there were people who came up just for ForkFest.
Yep.
So we have no idea what's going to happen because we don't sell tickets because there's no one to sell tickets. If you bought a ticket for ForkFest, you got
ripped
off.
It's counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Because there's no ticket needed.
Just I know if it was real, the ticket wouldn't be.
I know of at least three families who will be arriving here either Sunday or Monday for ForkFest because they simply couldn't even. They actually had ForkFest tickets, but they didn't have a site, so they sold their tickets. And then other people couldn't get tickets, so they're. I know there's at least a dozen bodies coming here that I'm aware of just for ForkFest.
That's beautiful. I'm happy to hear it. I've been kind of discouraged seeing the stickers going. Oh man, nobody's going. I'm just. If ForkFest is going to be me sitting here talking to a microphone,
I don't think a ton of people here know about ForkFest. I know that I have mentioned to people, and it's the first they've heard of it. So we may pull a handful of people out of that group of people too. I'm certainly staying. I'll be here till July 4th.
That's another strong case for having it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival because we can use the Porcupine Freedom Festival to make people aware of the after party for the cool kids.
I mean,
that's really what it is. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is sort of a constrained, family-friendly version of ForkFest. That's not to say ForkFest is not family-friendly, but ForkFest is a party. Let's just be honest.
Back in the old days, the reason we forked was, one of the reasons we forked is because ForkFest kind of became a little family-friendly, and
they
was a
cops,
riot.
Man.
A little more centralized. Centralized than some of us.
But, they've scaled it down a lot to the extent that, you know, last night I was debating whether or not it's even necessary to have two festivals. Maybe we can just merge them together.
Yeah, ForkFest has rerouted a little bit, and it feels pretty good. And there's a ton of people here. I think we already mentioned that once, but I'm just gobsmacked by how many people showed up this year. This is
amazing. Of those people here is Jay Noon. Jay, I had your breakfast sausage yesterday.
Thank you.
Or your breakfast croissants is actually absolutely amazing. Now, everything that you sell there, maybe minus the croissants, is stuff that you raised and grew and killed and processed yourself, right?
Or some of it is that. But basically, all the pork are pigs that I raise on my property. Last year, during that, you know, my daughter was born in February, and I'm sitting there in a hospital watching TV, and I'm like, "Yep, these guys are looking to they're going to starve us out," you know. And I'm just paying attention to what's going on, and they're like, "Tyson's euthanizing hogs, and you know, thousands of them." And
I remember that
chickens,
because they
and
have
they're still doing it.
The non-competition agreement in their contracts,
right.
It means
yep.
that if Tyson doesn't want their pigs, they can't just sell them to someone who does want
right.
them. They have to euthanize
and
them.
And it's one of the things I tried doing early. Myself and Neil Smith of Bardo Farm, we teamed up. The Smith family here, they moved here a dozen years ago, and they've been raising pigs ever since, and they're real good at it. And we just kind of, so I last spring bought 250 piglets. Because
I
started putting a call out. I go, "Hey, we need pigs." And they're like, my buddy's like, "I got to go get a semi-load. How many can you take?" And he puts 800 little piglets in a semi-load. He went to Indiana. I think he actually got them for free. But anyways, I paid him like $65 a pig. And I sold them for $150 a pig cash and $100 a pig if you paid in bullion, Bitcoin, or bullets. And people paid me in bullion, Bitcoin, and bullets and cash for pigs. And I ended up, long story short, having 54 pigs left. The problem was is I couldn't sell any more piglets. I was going to buy another load, but couldn't sell any more because nobody could find butcher spots. Now, I had went, and it's one of the first things I did is I went and I got 10 butcher spots at a USDA slaughterhouse that I'm familiar with in Massachusetts. It's only a two-hour ride from my house.
Right.
So 10 butcher spots for 10 pigs every month. I just said, for the next 2 years, 10 butcher spots. Let's just do it, because then they put me in. So we actually got really lucky because I just made that phone call, made that appointment, and I a good friend of mine is a real good friend with a guy that owns it, and he's like, "Yeah," he wouldn't do it because he didn't really know who I was, but as soon as I mentioned my friend's name, he's like, "Yeah, that's cool."
Okay.
So reputation is like it's very worthwhile everywhere, even, and you know, they're all normies.
Absolutely.
Guys.
I mean, reputation has kept people alive in
Absolutely.
in the libertarian community here in New Hampshire. People have, you know, they've fallen upon hard times and they were loaned money or whatever, and it was solely on the basis of their reputation that they weren't ostracized from the community for one thing or another. Reputation is extremely important.
Yep.
So don't screw up.
So, and if you do, just make it right.
Exactly.
I mean, it's actually.
Apologize and make it right.
It is way better to admit to your screw up. And even if you can't make it right, and you just at least, I mean, you know, let's say you, I don't know, you screw up a $50,000 car, right, because you smash into it. Maybe, you know, you did it with a tractor that has no insurance, or your horse, or whatever, you know.
Someone hit your car today.
No, someone hit Ian's car today.
Okay.
The driver for your church's car today.
Fair point.
Somebody backed into it a little. It's got a little ding in it, but I have her contact information, and we are going to see if we can handle that one voluntarily.
If you can't make it right monetarily, at least admit your mistake. And, you know, if you can't make it right, you can always ask for forgiveness. So anyways, getting back to what I did, I wintered 50-some-odd pigs, and I sent them to the butcher house, and we've been feeding a free steak. We've been feeding people all over New Hampshire. And I got people coming up from Mass that are getting the pigs, people coming from Maine getting the meat, so it's been pretty awesome. And we did buy a lot of the butchering stuff, and we butchered a lot of our own pigs. We had sold pigs to a bunch of people in the community, and they came back, and we went and butchered pigs at their houses. We butchered some pigs back at my house, and we set up, throw all the stuff in a trailer and do it, and we had families butchering their own pigs, you know, mom, dad, couple of kids doing all the work, and they raised their own pigs, so it was a good confidence builder. And then I built myself a freezer I can slide in the back of my truck, because can't find a refrigerated truck, and there's another scarce thing.
Let's explain to people why this is all necessary. I assume most people have no idea what these factory farms like Tyson owns are actually like. I mean, some of these,
right, they don't.
They're horrific. They pump these animals full of steroids to the extent that the chickens can't even walk. They put them in cages that don't really fit in. They do the same with all of their animals.
They make their pigs anemic. That's why they came up with the propaganda pork, the other way. White meat, because when you take 4,000 hogs and you raise them in a 10-acre barn at perfect humidity, perfect temperature, and no light, they actually have to give them a synthetic iron supplement to keep them alive. And when my pigs are raised on dirt, and Bardo's pigs are raised on dirt in a forest, and pigs need to eat dirt. And they need to eat different dirt. They can't keep eating the same dirt.
Pigs eat dirt?
And they eat dirt. They eat roots. They eat dirt. And that's how they get iron. And actually, our soil in New Hampshire is really high in iron.
Okay.
That's why you see all this red rocks and red clay around here.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about red clay with my basement.
You know all about it, yes.
You know, it's really interesting, actually, since we're on that topic. At Bardo, they were telling me how they'll fence off the pigs in one. They'll cut down some trees for lumber, and then they'll fence the pigs off in that area, and the pigs will root out all the tree stumps, and they'll just go in afterwards, and the pigs will have pooped out all the roots that they've eaten and all the dirt they've eaten and made extremely fertile soil, and then they just have to hook a chain to a truck and pull the tree stump away, and they've got perfect pasture, and they move the pigs to the next plot, and they do it again. They have perfectly...
Oh, they're so awesome. Pasture. And I made an intentional pig food forest this year. So last fall, I planted a bunch of oats and rye and clover. And this spring, I planted daikon radishes. And a couple weeks from now, I'm going to have 20 or 30 piglets show up. And I hope to have a nice, lush forest ground full of all kinds of just foliage and radishes. And then whatever else grows wildly also came up and let them eat it all.
One of the things I love about living in Keene and in New Hampshire in general is that I'm reasonably confident when I go to a locally owned restaurant that the food is locally sourced, which is a huge benefit.
Yeah, they try really hard, like all the restaurants in the Keene area their best to get as much local food as they possibly can.
Local Burger, for instance, is really good at that. Yep. I don't have to worry about them, you know, shipping in packaged meat from Tyson and trying to make burgers out of it. And I don't know if you can taste the difference or not. Who knows? Local Burger has a very distinct taste in and of themselves, but when I got the breakfast sandwich from you yesterday morning, it was some of the best sausage I've ever eaten. I mean, and the portion was enormous. You know, it wasn't one of those little tiny, perfectly cut sausage patties that you get from whatever sausage company is
right
me at the moment. It was an
Jimmy
actual...
Jimmy Dean, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It was
no
an actual...
No nitrates. And, like, one of the girls working with me is like, what do you got for seasoning? And I'm like, I don't use any seasoning.
Yeah, it wasn't needed.
So I feed the pigs, like, brewer's grain from a local brewery. I do buy some local non-GMO corn from actually a farmer in Massachusetts I've known for years. And we get eggs from a Pete and Jerry's egg raiser. They're organic and, like, cracked and mis-sized eggs for the pigs. And we get milk from a couple of different Hood and Smithfield. They're an organic one. And we get yogurt from them sometime. And then we get a bunch of Shaw's restaurants. We get a bunch of produce and fruit and vegetables and all kinds of stuff for them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your hard work, Jay, man. People like me, we appreciate it because I'm not going to get out there and raise my own pigs. More coming up from Fork Fest. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.